Strickland Park District. Thank you for joining us on this wonderful evening. Can we have a roll call, please?
Yes. Director Garcia?
Present.
Director Hudson?
Here.
Director Torlakson?
Here.
Director Hoagland?
Here.
Director Dawson?
Here. Paul, would you like to lead us in the pledge of the flag?
Ready? Begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
At this time, I would like to change the agenda order. Our attorney, Mr. Kidder, has another meeting, and if it will be approved by the board to move the closed session after the consent calendar. Okay? Do I have a motion to approve the agenda with this change?
I move that we approve the agenda with the change so stated.
I'll second.
Okay. Roll call.
Yeah.
Director Hudson?
Yes.
Director Torlakson?
Aye.
Director Hoagland?
Aye.
Director Garcia?
Aye.
Director Dawson?
Aye. Okay. Our consent calendar is composed of routine items, business, and will be adopted in whole or in part unless a motion is made or a request is made by a board member to remove a specific item for further discussion. Do I have a motion to approve the consent calendar as presented?
I move that we approve the consent calendar as presented.
I second. Okay, it's been moved and seconded.
Who did it? You or you?
May wins.
Okay.
Okay, may we have a roll call?
Yes. Director Torlakson?
Aye.
Director Hoagland?
Aye.
Director Garcia?
Aye.
Director Hudson?
Aye.
Director Dawson?
Okay, aye. Okay, we are going to be moving now to closed session, and
sorry, Paul.
You go ahead and read just what it says on there, just for the record.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Okay.
And who will be attending?
Okay. In closed session, real property negotiations pursuant to Government Code Section 54956.8 regarding the sale of approximately 1.99 acres of land located at the southeast corner of Willow Pass Road in Clearland in Bay Point, APN 097-081-027. And we have two negotiators for the district, Curtis Kidder and Sandra Weck. And potential buyers are Market Street Development, LLC, and also Pacific West Communities, Inc. So we will retire to Doug's office. Be back.
You won't be long, Paul.
Okay. We do it now. Okay. We have to share this. I don't have.
Sorry.
Next.
Yeah, that's fine.
Oh, here, I can do that.
No, that's okay.
No,
we can share. We're right here.
Okay. We're good sharers.
Put it together, and we're on the closed session. There's nothing to report out.
Okay.
Thank you very much. Okay, moving right along, we have a presentation by Paul Bergerino on the Contra Costa County Elections Department.
Thanks for your patience.
Yes.
Yeah. Thank you for, sorry to look at this. Oh, no, no problem. I have to follow that.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm here, members of the board and staff and members of the public. My name is Paul Bergerino. I'm from the Contra Costa County Elections Department. We are here tonight. I came here a few months ago, if you'll recall, in public comment telling you about our program we have here called the Neighborhood Engagement Team. And that was basically with our idea, our goal is to, a hyper-local civic engagement effort here in the Bay Point community. We chose as a pilot program for this. And I'll explain a little bit more tonight, a little bit of some of the things we've been able to accomplish over the last few months. And we, because now it's agendized, we can, I can answer any questions or all those other sort of things that kind of came up before. So I handed out to you guys and made available to the public a copy of just a little snippet or presentation of what we have. By way of a little bit of background, our office and our clerk recorder, registrar of voters, Joe Cantamilla, started when he was appointed to office in 2013, but really got the ball rolling a year later, and we started this civic engagement program. And one of, kind of what that entails is how do we get people more excited and engaged in civics as a whole, and get excited about, and how what can we do to sort of promote the things that we do at the clerk recorder elections office? What sort of programs can we create to make voting more accessible, more convenient, and the like? And also trying to, you know, promote some of the things that we do using videos, social media, and that sort of thing. So with one of the programs that we create, that we set out during last year, was to, what can we do to get the conversation going in the public, or what can we do to get people interested in being involved in civics beyond just voting, but what can we do at a sort of a hyper-local sort of person-to-person sort of level? And with that, the idea of, we came up with the name of the Neighborhood Engagement Team. We got some, a little bit of grant money through the Killer Canyon program, and we wanted to sort of set a pilot program here in Bay Point. So what we've done so far is we've had a, we've been able to, well, our goal, I should say, is to enhance residents' experience by connecting them to civic literacy and connecting person to person. And so far, we started this out here in probably September or October, I believe, of last year, talking with Doug and staff about being able to be here at Ambrose one day a week, trying to stick to that, because we feel like Ambrose is, you know, as you guys do, a really solid community hub here in Bay Point, where there are a lot of different groups, there are a lot of different people who we can interact with on a daily, that you guys interact with on a daily basis, and we can sort of, you know, provide our services off of that. So I'm sure I've seen a few of you here when we were out. There are members of the public who, well, some of them ask, well, what are you guys doing here? And we can explain. We've been able to do some on-site voter registration. Right. We've been able to, we've had one of our drop-off boxes for vote-by-mail ballots that was here. We, without any sort of the same public outreach that we did for some of the boxes at the city halls, but we still had about 30 to 40 people who used it just through word of mouth. So figure in 2 years we can continue that and grow that by, you know, promoting it a little bit more. And we've been able to kind of branch out and go to some of the different functions that are here at the Ambrose Center. We were able to go to the CC Cafe and talk to some of the seniors who go there for lunch about, you know, making sure they know deadlines, or if they move, or if they change their name, they need to re-register. Some of the functions we have in the clerk recorder's office, as far as, you know, obtaining birth certificates or death certificates or any sort of the wedding certificates as well, and just some of the various functions that we can provide. I know from a little bit wider than our this effort, but we were planning on doing some more like interaction, like where people can look up tools and having a computer. So we have that at our different tabling. We can bring that to Bay Point as well. We've been able to, being here at Ambrose and, you know, going to some of the Bay Point partnership meetings, and some of the other folks who are tenants, I guess that's the right word, who are here, we've been able to connect a relationship with some of the folks at SparkPoint and talking to them about what they can do to be, you know, they wanted to know what they can do to help, you know, help their clients become advocates. So we've been able to hold meetings. They've invited us to have meetings here at Ambrose, so we were able to speak to them. We've been, and we were at their, they had an event last month for I believe it was in February, for some of their clients at appreciation dinner, so we were able to have a table there. And we've also worked with some of the local businesses in Bay Point here, such as the Golden State Water Company, to you know, using their, at their offices down the street, being able to have some voter registration forms and some information about some of our programs, like text, like people can text in to get information to our, about our website. So just being able to be here in the community and establishing some of those community relationships, hopefully there are some others that we haven't thought of or we haven't been able to touch base with that you guys can think of, because you guys are here in, you know, in the Bay Point, Pittsburgh area, and you know a lot of communities who, maybe there are people who are interested in getting involved, they just don't know how. I feel, I see that's some of the things that we do, is we're able to, you know, kind of be, connect the dots for some people. And one thing, we've been out at the, we've been trying to make some, we're going out to the schools here at Bay Point. We had a presentation out at Rio Vista Elementary in January, and we were invited back to speak to those parents. So it's, a lot of times there are, it's sort of, I don't know, it's interesting to talk to elementary school kids and getting people, and getting them involved young, but a lot of them, if when they become first, when they become 17, 18, and they register to vote or pre-register to vote, they might be the first generation of their family who is involved in the process. So we're hoping if we talk to them early, they can, you know, show how cool it is or why it's important to get involved in civics, and if they talk to their parents and their parents become voters. That's sort of our, some of the goals we have are to increase the percent, you know, to increase the percentage of voters we have here in Bay Point to, or who are active voters, increase the number of people who come to Bay Point MAC meetings or Ambrose Park meetings, just so they know what's going on in the community. We plan to, we're gonna continue to be out at, we're talking with the principal at Riverview Middle, so we're gonna try to go over, to try to be talking to those students as well, and just kind of continue to forge those relationships. I included in the packet that you have just a few pictures of us out at these events, what our tables have looked like, the drop-off boxes, and moving into spring and summer here, we're going to be participating in more of the local parades. I believe there was a Get to Know Your Neighbor event that's going on in later in April, so we were invited to be a participate in that, so we're excited about that. The Spring Derby that's coming up in May, we look forward to participating in, I don't know about the parade part, but certainly the festival part in some way, just to be. And we're just sort of, one thing that we've noticed in talking with people is sort of what, how can we sort of tailor the message, or what sort of flyers or information do we have to be the most effective out here? It's been sort of a learning process. There are a lot of people who are now, because post-election, they're asked, they're like, well, what are you guys still doing here, sort of thing, some of the regulars. So, and that's one of the challenges I'm sure that we sort of come across is, like, you know, a lot of times in the public, people only think about elections, or they only think about getting involved when, you know, when there are hot-button issues out there, or there are, you know, there is an election that's upcoming. So how do we sort of change the narrative on that? How do we make it so that people, they know what's going on, they know how to, if there's something that's going on in the community, especially out here in Bay Point, you know, contacting police in Pittsburgh is different than contacting the sheriffs out here. Public Works is different. There are a lot of different, you know, it's different being in an unincorporated community versus being in a incorporated city. So how do we just kind of build that baseline knowledge of what, of how government functions? And lastly, we're gonna try to do a community survey of some kind, just to try to get some feedback from residents about what are some of the issues out here that are important to them. And then from there, perhaps we can do some sort of town hall to discuss how do you take those issues, and how do you get resolution? How do you find out who are your lawmakers and those sort of things? I'll leave you with one presentation we had at Rio Vista that was pretty interesting, and what I think could really come out of that town hall meeting concept is I met with a bunch of the parents at Rio Vista, and all of them, you know, speak a different language, and you just ask them, with the help of a translator from Mount Diablo Unified, just asking what are some of the things that are concerning to you, and a lot of them So one of them said, like, you know, what's the parking lot situation for and after school for picking up students? That was one the principal told me, that's something you should be aware of, that they're going to say that. And so we kind of tailored the message to them around that. And who can you contact? Who are the people responsible? What are some of the issues? How do you? But surprisingly, a lot of them said that some of the issues are, you know, that they didn't like how the school looked aesthetically and those sort of things. And, you know, so you're still telling them that, well, you know, these are the people, these are the board members who you elected, who you can speak to about it. Also, you can get involved. You guys can ask your principal or ask the whoever's in charge. You guys can volunteer, maybe do some sort of a cleanup day on the Saturday to, or painting or do whatever to spruce up your community. So it's sort of that, what can you do to get like, you know, your elected officials behind you, and what can you do on your own? So that was sort of our message. And we're looking forward to continuing our work here in Bay Point there, and hopefully we can fill up this, and not just for any controversial issue, but, or even if people don't come, they still have a reasonable expectation or they know what's going on. So those are some of our, what we have going on with this program so far, and I'd be happy to answer any questions.
I do have a question.
Yes.
I have several.
Okay.
One is, what is the current, as far as voters, was there an increase of voters in the last election?
Yes, but as far as, it's hard to tell, this is just in general what we tell people, it's hard to tell between a gubernatorial election, which we had in 2014, versus a presidential election in 2016. So I'd have to look, when we realigned the district, some of our precinct boundaries from 2010 to 2014 and 2012 to 2016. So we can tell based on the, you know, percentage from 2014 to 2016, we had more, and also from the primary to the general election. But in general, Bay Point still fares less than some of the areas in eastern Contra Costa County, and also in central, some like in Pittsburgh and Concord, so the kind of the surrounding areas. And it's sort of hard to pinpoint a little bit of what, you know, what kind of causes that. But from some of the data we have, but we certainly know it's a little bit less than we would like it. But, you know, it certainly there was a jump from 2014 to 2016.
And my other,
there was also an increase in registration out here too.
Okay,
so
that's good.
Is there more engagement now, considering with the last election? I mean, with people you talk to, are they more engaged because of what's going on? Did you see?
Out here in Bay Point specifically,
yeah.
Or in general?
I mean, here in Bay Point.
You know, I would say, yeah, I mean, there's, in general, throughout Contra Costa County, we've seen a lot more of the dialogue about, especially what happened, you know, the results at the national level. And that sort of trickled down with some of our, we've noticed that in talking to some of our high schoolers too. But out here in Bay Point, when we're out here at Ambrose, I mean, most people, they don't really, oh, I want to register to vote because of what happened, that sort of thing. There's not a direct correlation, I would say, but at least from our dialogue with them. And there's not a lot. So I would say it's difficult to tell. I mean, maybe if we're, it'd be interesting if we're out at like larger events, like if we're out at the Spring Derby or we're out at the event later, at the Know Your Neighbor event, just to see what, as the larger people, if people come to talk to us about, you know, what happened or any of those sort of questions. But it's been mostly the sort of the feedback has been at the national level. There isn't a lot of people wondering what happened locally or anything like that. And I know one thing as far as our civic engagement efforts that we try to focus on or telling people is that you can have a lot more impact when your vote means a lot. I mean, there's that one vote makes a difference sort of thing that has sort of that cliche, means a lot more here at the local level because there are so few votes just by and large that can determine the outcome of a race.
Okay, last one. Are there any conversation about safe havens and, you know, students worrying about ISIS?
We haven't specifically, people asking us questions. I mean, I know, I'm sure the dialogues have come up as far as, like, individually with teachers and their students. We haven't, I know there were some students, when we did that presentation at Rio Vista, they asked questions about, like, you know, some of the policies as far as what might be coming from the president's administration and those sort of questions. So we've had some sort of questions about it. I don't know if it specifically gets into safe haven, but just bringing up, like, issues about, like, deportation and the walls and stuff have come up. And at that time, that's one of those where most of the lessons we've done at the school is just sort of describing, you know, what are the different levels of government and what each one does versus, like, local versus state versus federal. And then we've also sort of talked a little bit about the checks and balances and those sort of what the president's roles and responsibilities are. So we saw some of those sort of, it's a kind of that 35,000 foot level look at it, and I'm sure those elementary school students will get a lot more of that education as they move into the middle school and high school years, but certainly that's something that we've tried to address as best we can.
Thank you, that's helpful.
Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Are you guys registered to be at the Unity and Community event? It's one of our biggest events.
I know we've talked with the partnership about, like, I mean, I know it's coming up. It's in June,
yeah.
I want to say. Yeah, I know we want to, certainly we plan to be there.
Mm-hmm. So I know they're reserving tables now.
Okay, so we'll
yeah.
have to jump on
okay.
that. So.
Who would you check with?
Well, I don't, Cynthia Garrett in
yeah.
the past, but I know they just hired somebody to actually organize it.
I forgot the gentleman's name, but I know he's,
yeah.
okay, yeah, I can talk to those folks, and yeah, definitely, because we would love to, we want to be able to be there.
Yeah, and one last thing, are you publishing anything or plan to publish anything bilingual, like, you know, Spanish, just because we have such a big
Yeah,
yeah
well,
population.
I mean, I know we have, as far as an election policy and elections code dictates that we have to have everything now, and actually if it affects people's actions as far as, you know, giving voters information,
right,
we have to publish now in three languages. So we have to the Department of Justice now added on that we have to do everything as far as voter instructions in Chinese, mm-hmm. to address some of our, just because mm-hmm. of how the
Really?
Yeah, it's
no matter what the demographic of the area is, you're
yeah, that's part of our mandate. So those signs that you see, like those little breadcrumb signs that say vote,
yeah.
and they say vote, vote hard, then they have to have the. So that's something that we've been working on, not just our civic engagement part, but the elections office as a whole. How can we address all that? But as far as some
right.
of our literature that we have out here specifically
yeah.
in Bay Point,
for this
or for when we're out tabling in the community, that's
yeah,
yeah we try to have stuff in multiple languages, and that's sort of the, well, I think part of the, when I was talking about the, how can we make flyer specific
right.
toward, you know, what are the needs of the community,
right.
I wasn't thinking saying specifically language, but that's something
yeah.
certainly that we will have to consider.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Anybody else?
No.
Okay.
I think it's great.
Yeah, I think it's great, Paul, that you're reaching out. I think maybe if you haven't already considered, it might be good to consider getting involved with the churches,
mm-hmm.
if there's some way that you can network with them.
Yeah.
And I think that's because a lot of people go to church in Bay Point,
mm-hmm.
and that may be their only outlet for social, you know.
That's true. I think it's, we'll have to figure out how we can do that as a, I mean, if
no,
it's
legally.
Yeah, the church and state sort of deal,
yeah.
right.
sort of thing.
Yeah.
But I mean, I think there probably is
yeah.
a way where we can
right.
reach out, because it's not, I think as long as you're not excluding anybody from
no.
your sort of
information
across the board.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's definitely something to consider, because I know that's one thing we've been looking at. Like, it was good with Golden State as far as reaching out to, and we were hoping to do that more in businesses too.
Mm-hmm.
It's just sort of figuring out, you know, who wants to, who gets a lot of foot traffic and who
mm-hmm.
sort of, you know, wants to get involved. I think we wanted to get a little bit of our sea legs under us as far as what we're doing and sort of why it's important, especially because we're approaching all these and it's a, you know, an off year as far as like the election, so it kind of is a little bit. And we're still trying to, yeah, but so that would be a good in for the churches. And I know that's one thing that I'm really glad from talking to you guys tonight is if there's anything that you have my contact info, if there's any other sort of ideas you have going forward, please contact me and let me know. And I know, yeah, I mean, I know we plan to reach out to a lot more businesses and stuff too, and hopefully, you know, the Chamber of Commerce and some of the other groups who are around as far as what we can tap.
Great. I was also thinking, since the majority of kids that go to Mount Diablo High School are from Bay Point, that might be another good location to talk with the high school, Mount Diablo High School in Concord, because, you know.
It's a feeder, I guess Bay Point's a feeder to this.
Yeah, it is.
So, and I mean, we have a lot of, I mean, separate projects where we're dealing, where we try to do like high schools across the board here, across the county, but yeah, that might be good to give the like specific attention as far as one of our program.
And then also to get involved, to come to the MAC.
Yeah, I know. That's something. We went to the MAC during the election season. That would be good to do a refresher and come back.
Yeah.
So great. I was thinking about that when I was sitting here talking. I'll have to try to contact Supervisor Glover's office to maybe just be a part of the updates. So. And if there's anything else, like I said, we'll try to come back here periodically and let you guys know how it's going. And whatever, if there are any other sort of ideas that, or if there are times that you know the community center is busier than, more active than others, then we found it's fairly steady, but it's a little bit busier in the mornings, I would say, at times. So, but if there's anything else that, you know, that's going on in the community that you guys can think of, then, you know, my door is always open. Okay,
talk at me. Madam Chair, I might as well say it. The crime prevention specialist, there used to be one in the sheriff's office. And they do neighborhood watch meetings.
Okay.
And I have a very good neighborhood watch group, but they're in Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
But there are several here in Bayport.
Well, actually, I mean, that's good because our program area is technically around is basically geographically around the Keller Canyon area, so that would still fall in that same.
Okay.
So I think that would still be worthwhile to talk to about the going to neighborhood watches. That would be a good one.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
Okay. So yeah, definitely that's good. That's worth following up on.
Thank you.
Any other questions? I will look forward to hearing from you guys when you guys have ideas.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Very informative. Okay, at this point, we would like to hear from the general manager on district issues and activities.
Thank you, Madam Chair. If you haven't already called our offices, you may not be aware that we installed our new phone system. This has been a long time coming.
You're not three anymore. You're
that's
two.
Right. We've changed our phone tree a little bit. We're getting used to the phones. They're really very nice. I find them much more user-friendly than the other phone, even though there are some things that we're still getting up to speed on. It's a much nicer system, and I think it's much more customer-friendly at this point. Better sound tones, too.
Nice.
Just a reminder that the Easter celebration is on Saturday from 11 to 1, and we are partnering with this event, so we'll have a lot of activities beyond just the Easter egg hunt itself. So I hope to see you there. We have an RFP, another RFP going out for auditing services. It'll be advertised on, the schedule is to advertise it on Monday. Put it out there for a few weeks, and hopefully by May, the May meeting, have some perspective consultants come in and make presentations to the board like we usually do in our RFPs, and you can ask questions, and it'll be on the agenda to choose an auditor for the next 4 years at that meeting. So hopefully everything goes smoothly with that. Also a reminder, the Spring Derby is on its way. They do need to make plans for that. They've asked me already if there are going to be representatives from the district in the parade. So you can kind of I mean, everybody knows everybody here. You know, Diane Wynn Bisbee is the one that runs it, so you can let her know if you want plan on being in the parade. And interestingly enough, we already have 20 some odd kids signed up for swim lessons.
Yay!
Yes.
That's the best news.
So we've populated our software registration system with all the information, and people are registering now, and it's open for registration, and we just need a pool to be open.
Exactly.
That would help.
Is there a website to sign up?
Yeah, I don't know.
They can't sign up on the website.
It's a different.
No. There's the information's there, but they can't
However,
sign up there.
An activity guide did get mailed to all residents,
cool.
And
mm-hmm.
we talked about that at a previous meeting, so how that worked out.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
They can sign up here, and they can sign up in Pittsburgh for our pool.
Gotcha.
Yes, it so works out well.
That's really cool.
And that's all I have.
Yeah,
that's
awesome. Nice. Okay, we don't have a legal council report, and but we're here to listen to public comments by members of the community on items not on the agenda but within our jurisdiction, and you're limited to 3 minutes, and the paperwork's at the back. You can't take any action, but we might consider it down the line, and I don't think there are any public comments. Okay.
I can do one real quick if you want me to.
So we're now at 9 board matters, and individuals that want to speak on items included in this agenda item should first fill out a card and request to speak and be recognized by the chair, address the board, and limit your comments to the specific item, and you're limited to 3 minutes. And at this point, the matter that we're going to be considering is to authorize our general manager to execute a contract with Athena Painting and Commercial Coatings, Inc. in the amount of $19,000 to paint the Ambrose Community Center Auditorium. General Manager.
Thank you, Madam Chair. As you recall, this was largely funded by the CDBG grant, which also included the ceiling tile, but we did, after we started investigating the ceiling tile, I did share with the board that it was actually cheaper for us to separate that, for us to do that as an in-house project. It saves considerable money, as you can see in the staff report. The engineer's estimate for that job was $63,000, I believe, and we're going to do it for about $5,000.
Wow.
And so this
is
going to work
anything?
Out. No, I think the engineer's estimate wanted to tear the framing structure down. It's all fine, and so we're just going to paint it and put the tiles up ourselves. The tiles can be purchased under a CMAS bid, which means that we don't have to go out for formal bid and get multiple bids. The state has already done that for us, so we can just make the purchase and the installation with that. But that being said, we did put an RFP out for the painting. We did get one response, which is all we need to do, as long as they are a responsible bidder, which we did our due diligence, and they come with great recommendations. And you can see that the budget for that, separated out from the original CDBG grant, was $22,750, and the bid itself is $19,000. So our 25% match is only $4,750. So from the CDBG original grant to now, we're going to save about $6,000 on this project from what we had budgeted for. So it's a good thing. And we'll get a nice freshly painted auditorium. The walkthrough will be on the 20th, where we'll start, you know, getting together with the painter. And then we should have everything done and buttoned up by the first week of May.
Wow.
So,
wow.
Nice. Yeah. So anyway,
just
that's
the parade.
So yes.
Yeah. Exactly.
So the action I need from you is just to allow me to execute the contract with with our lowest responsible bidder.
Okay. Any questions?
No.
Do I have a motion or?
I move we authorize the general manager to execute a contract with Athena Painting and Commercial Coatings.
Second.
In the amount of $19,000 to paint the Ambrose Community Center auditorium.
She wants her 3 minutes to paint here. So.
Not really.
Okay. All right, so we have this motion. Is it seconded?
Yeah.
By Mr. Hoglett.
Director Torkelson?
Aye.
Director Hudson?
Aye.
Torkelson? Director Garcia?
Aye.
Director Hoagland?
Aye.
Director Dawson?
Aye. Okay, very good.
Thank you, Dad.
Mm-hmm. we don't have a public hearing, and we've done the closed session earlier. So at this point, we have committee reports, board comments, and items for next month's agenda.
Madam Chair,
yes.
General Manager talked about things going on in May. Please let me remind you that on Mother's Day this year, we're going to do a Mother's Day breakfast, pancake breakfast here.
Okay.
Right?
You know what? I've kind of lost control of that. I believe we are.
Thank you. I was just like,
oh, really?
Yikes. You know what? We tried to separate that and did a darn good job of doing that. It went on the staff level. So, yeah,
okay.
I think everything has been filled out and duly authorized. So,
on Mother's Day, Sunday, yeah, there'll be a pancake.
Who's
breakfast.
Doing that?
The Boy Scouts.
Okay.
Oh, yes.
And is it, so the stove works? Well, how are we going to do
no.
that?
Yeah, they're going to
bring
their own griddles. That's
yeah.
right.
Okay. I'm on the board. I'm not. He's the contact person.
Oh,
right.
Okay. And what time is it?
I don't know. Why are you looking
early,
at me?
I think it's 10 a.m.
I don't know nothing
like
about
that. Yeah.
It's early. It's like 8.
It's early.
That's yeah.
8.
8 to
8,
10.
8 to 10.
8 to
8
8 11.
Mother's Day,
no,
May 13th.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the second Sunday
second
of May.
Sunday.
I think it's the 13th.
Yeah.
So, sorry. I mean, you didn't.
No, I'm glad you did.
Yeah.
Of course.
So something like 8 to
we're
10.
We're not in May yet. We
could have
done that at the May meeting. So.
Yeah.
8 to 10 or 8 to 11?
Yeah, we'll find out the,
and
the next
I
meeting.
Will
we'll
have
so it's the Saturday, not the Sunday.
No, it's the Sunday.
It's
the
Sunday.
It's
actually
so
on
it's
Mother's
May
Day.
14th. Okay.
May 14th. That's
and I will contact the troop between now and then, and I will have tickets at the next board meeting.
Excellent.
So.
All right.
Good. Thank you.
Next board meeting is on the.
I have a question.
Okay.
I could always announce it at the CAP. Bay Point Camp.
Oh yeah. Good.
You know, to let them know, and they'll put it in their minutes too,
yeah.
For the morning breakfast for the Mother's Day. So if you have a flyer, I could, you know, make
well,
copies.
Well, yeah, it's a Boy Scout event, so we can get information for you.
Okay,
yeah.
Thank you,
Debbie.
Oh, but yeah.
Check
okay.
with Debbie;
thank
she'll
you.
Have all the
have
most
stuff.
Of the stuff.
Great.
Right.
Anything else?
That's it.
Well, I attended a neighborhood watch and I shared some of those flyers, and I can give you a copy of my flyer if you want to use it for other things about the opening of the pool. And I'm glad that we already have it out there, but is it on the website yet?
Not yet.
Next, soon.
Yes, very soon,
okay.
Probably next week.
Okay.
Yeah, we're trying to button up a few things just to ensure that we're going to hit that target date.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like the rain.
Like
that's
the rain.
Right. In fact, I visited the park recently and it looked really good.
Yeah.
Yeah. And everything was clean. I took pictures.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so impressed.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you for everything.
You're welcome.
Yeah. So, I'm so excited. And so this is happening in May. By our next meeting, we know who's going to attend, all that. Could we invite people already?
Yeah, I'll get information out about this probably sooner than that.
We'd like to invite the people from East Bay Park because they gave most of that money that's going to them.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
sure.
I already, yes, definitely
yeah.
we need
yeah.
to do that.
Yeah.
Our new ward person is...
not her time.
Yes.
No,
yeah.
I know.
No, I'm blanking.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll let you know.
Yeah,
just blacking.
Me too.
Because it's my friend.
All right, you said.
Good friend. But
thank you for that.
Okay, so we need to talk to who's going to be invited to that.
Yes.
And I think we should invite past, board members. And,
we have a
yeah,
list. We've compiled a list, so I can definitely send it by and
okay.
let you take a look at it.
Okay.
Yes.
Great. Thank you.
Anything else? Well, I did something that I've been wanting to do for a while. I went by Anuta Park on the weekend, and what did I see but a lot of people enjoying themselves at a baby shower in the gazebo. And I've always wanted to go and stop and go and have a chance to chat with them and find out why they, what they like about Anuta Park, what they like about the parks, would they like to see anything different. So I went home and I got flyers for the Easter egg hunt, as well as the all the community event that's coming up on the 22nd. And I distributed them, those flyers. And interestingly enough, the people that I spoke with, those five or six, did not know where Ambrose Park was, did not know anything about the swimming pool. And I asked them why they liked coming here. They said, oh, it's great, kids, there's a lot of area. They like the kids' area. And is there anything that you'd like to see different? Well, it was kind of cute because one of the young boys who's 9, he said, oh, I'd like to see some different things here at the kids' area where the jungle gym and all that stuff is. And I said, oh, okay, they wanted to come to some kind of trampoline.
Oh, great.
So I said, well, I'll let people know about
let's
that.
Let's get the lawyer back.
And then the father, or the person that was kind of in charge of this, I had his name and email address. He thought it would be kind of good if we had a few more garbage cans. So I relayed that information to Doug, and so he's going to go ahead and probably add a few more. I told him that there's going to be lights in the evening, that we're working on that. So I had some of my Ambrose business cards, and I gave them out, and they were all very happy. And so what I would like to do is I'd like to challenge board members that periodically, when you get a chance to go by one of our parks and you see people out there, that maybe if it's within your time frame, and you know, I know you guys all are busy, if you could stop and just say, hey, I'm on the board, and give me your card and say, hey, what do you like about the parks? You know, that kind of thing. So it kind of gives them a sense that people are interested in them and interested in what their thoughts are. And I told them about the pool going to be open. They thought that was going to be great. And since they didn't know where the pool was, I told them where it was. And so they were going to look into it. So just thought I'd share that with you. So if you can do that, that's would be real. Cool.
Madam Chair, I have a question.
Yes.
At Ambrose Park, from Maillard, where you turn, that hill that is directly in front of you, if you could drive straight into the park, mm-hmm. is that our property?
It is?
Is there
sure?
a reason?
I think it's an easement that's not ours.
Maybe I'm not
right
taking
the
hill.
Right at the end of the drive.
If you go straight on Maillard.
If you go drive on Maillard,
you don't turn
yes.
left.
Big hill
you
of dirt. You know, big. It's where the hill is.
That's where we were going to put the antenna.
At the end of Maillard, that's not where that.
Are you talking about the hill that's above the old ball fields?
Okay.
The hill in the park.
That's what you were thinking.
Right.
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking.
No.
Okay.
Maillard.
Drive down
Maillard,
and you
make a left.
I know what he's talking about. That's not. That's right. I got you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can we find out who has that property?
Because of all the trash?
And no, and ask if we can't put a sign on that property that says Ambrose Park and Pool.
Ambrose Aquatic Center.
With something, but have a dedicated sign that, you know, I mean, the worst thing tell us is no, but it's a vacant piece of land, and if it's not ours, whoever can own it.
I think it's an easement.
So that ought to be the easiest thing in the world.
Huh?
Would anybody see the sign?
If they went down Maillard, it'd be right in front of them.
But you know, the reason I say that is because when she says that about people not knowing,
yeah.
the right. number of humans that take that signal light coming out of Safeway
right.
okay,
yes.
is monumental.
Yeah.
Okay. And the people who get stuck at the light at Maillard
yeah.
coming across Bailey Road.
Right.
from, say, Concord.
Right,
okay?
Right.
They're going to the freeway.
Yes, they are.
They come from Bailey Road, over the hill,
right,
to the freeway.
Yeah.
But they get stuck at that light. With Orbisoni being blank, if that vacant hill there, we could have a sign that says Ambrose Park.
Yeah,
okay.
I'll check on it.
It'd be great.
Mm-hmm. With an arrow this way.
Yeah, because people could see it.
Because, I mean, it's
in,
whoever owns it, I mean, I don't care if Joe Blow owns it, whoever owns it is not using it for developable purposes.
Yeah.
So I would think that they wouldn't be averse to a sign probably forever and for certain for the next 60 days kind of thing to promote the pool.
Yeah.
Just a suggestion.
Something in good taste.
Well, but I mean, we miss a great chance.
I know.
You talk about people not knowing where the park is.
Right.
And that is so true of people who live right here in town, but they go to Safeway. And if they came out and the signal light right in front of you had that sign that said, hey, there's a swimming pool back here.
Okay, and then I do have to, as I always do, is there consensus with the board for me to take a look at that?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Great idea.
Thank you. Thank you, Steve.
Yeah.
Name of the East Bay Regional Park person is Colin Coffey.
Colin.
Oh, yeah.
I think it was on my
Colin
last
Coffey?
Announcement.
Colin
the board,
Coffey?
Yeah. Bird Coffey.
Like
yeah.
Coffey?
C-O-F-F-E-Y.
E-Y, okay.
Okay, so we're all going to try to do a little more networking, huh?
Yeah, I need more cards.
Need more cards?
Yeah, run out.
Okay. Well, anybody else have anything for the good of the order?
I just wanted to thank you too for letting us know about the webinar. I took it and
okay.
It was really, really good. You know,
mm-hmm.
You listened for 2 hours.
I
don't know if you, if any of you did it.
I did it.
And I learned new things, which is great, actually. No, I mean they change it every now and then.
They just
keep you on your toes.
Yeah.
Right,
yeah.
I
think.
No, when I tried to go on,
so
I had a problem, but I don't know if that got solved.
Yeah.
Did our problem get solved?
I don't know which webinar are you talking about? The ethics or the?
The ethics.
Right.
No,
the ethics compliance.
Right.
They didn't have
so
it. They didn't have any list.
I think you're okay.
Right.
Do they have
Must
it on
be.
CRPD?
No, it's on
CPRS.
CAPRD.
It's on it's on special district.
It's on special district.
Special
district.
CSD.
CSDA.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, I
no,
think they
it?
Have
no,
it.
No, CSDA.
No, whatever.
Yeah.
Because we signed up with them and they gave
but,
it for free.
But they didn't have my email listed as a board member, so I couldn't access it.
I wonder what this conversation sounds like on audio. A, B, C, D.
We need your photo.
And you post that, right?
Yes.
Right.
People will listen.
General Manager, I appreciate your going through the mission statement and expounding on it. It was very helpful. So you got updated the status. I thought that was great. So. Okay, well, if I don't have any other comments,
I move we adjourn.
I second. It's been moved and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
And opposed?
Aye. No.